Okay, back to the dinim of Hanukkah candles. The din is, we learned already that if the candles go out, and when you lit them there was enough oil, and it was in a proper place, he ate the mitzvah. Nevertheless, the custom is that you rekindle the bracha, the menorah, without a bracha. Now obviously in Shabbos you have to be very careful. If the candle goes out, you can't relight it at all, because it's desecrating the Shabbos. But you yaitze if when you lit it, there was enough oil, and it wasn't in a windy place that extinguishes it. But nevertheless, the custom is if you can. Now you also have to be very careful. Tomorrow night is Shabbos, and the next Friday night is two Friday nights of Hanukkah. You have to be very careful that Shabbos, the menorah is mukta on Shabbos. That means once you lit it, it has to stay where you're putting it. You can't move it around. Now, some people hold that, let's say you have the menorah on a chair, and you put a siddur on the chair, you know, before you light the candles, or a challah on the chair, a book on the chair, then when the flame goes out, many poskim hold, you're allowed to move the whole thing. Now, Tereb is mashma that you're not allowed to, but there's a lot of poskim that write that you are allowed to. But that's only if before Shabbos began, you put a sefer on it, the challah on it, something on it. But while the menorah is burning, for sure, what? We discussed that already. You need a longer candle. But you can't move the menorah while it's burning, and if you don't have anything on the chair, the box, or whatever you light it on, then you can't move it at all.
What if the house is secluded area, there's no ball, or there's a gate?
We don't light it by the window anyway. We light it inside the house for the people inside the house. But we went into all that already. I don't want to repeat that.
It's like when you sit in the living dining room, far away from the door, let's say, and people don't see it.
You don't light it by the door, the front door.
The door of any
room in the house. Yeah, but sometimes if you light it in the way where it's in the way, so then, yeah, you just don't like in a place where you're going to knock it over, running back and forth. Okay. If the menorah is on a chair or on a box, whatever.
Okay. So then you would be able to move.
There are poskim that hold after you move it out, you're allowed to.
After
the candles go out.
Oh, after.
Now another custom is, and this applies not only Friday night, obviously applies Friday night for sure. The half an hour that the candles are burning, the minig is that women don't do work for that half an hour. What does work mean? It doesn't mean cooking and baking that they're allowed to do. It means like you wouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. You don't do laundry, you don't do sewing, you don't do weaving, things like that. Women have a minig of not doing for the duration of the half an hour that the candles are burning. Now, starting tomorrow night, which Ma'ariv tomorrow night is already Hanukkah, you say Al Anisim in the Shmon Esrei and in benching. Now, if somebody forgot to say Al Anisim, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. You don't have to repeat the benching. Some, to the such extent that some poskim write that what happens if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and if you skip Al Anisim, you'll make kedusha in time. But if you say Al Anisim, you're going to still be in the middle of Shmon Esrei when they say kedusha. So there are poskim that say skip Al Anisim, that you should say kedusha in time. But we don't paskin like that at all. Tzemach Tzedek disagrees with that. And the Tzemach Tzedek says, even though by saying Al Anisim, you're davening longer and you'll miss Kedusha, it doesn't matter.
Now,
even though you lit the menorah before Mincha, you do not say it in Mincha. Only in Ma'ariv. Now, in benching, it says in the Siddur, that if you forgot to say Al Anisim, at the end of the benching, in the Rachman, you can add Arachm Yasal Al Anisim Kamesh Yasal Avisin and then say it at the end of benching. But the bottom line is, if somebody forgot Al Anisim, and they already said Baruch Atah Hashem, Avatev Shimcha, it's too late and that's it. You don't have to say Al Anisim anymore. Now, all the 8 days of Hanukkah, we say complete Hallel. Even though Purim, we don't say Hallel, but Hanukkah, yeah.
How's it possible you put it, the candle lights, and the woman is doing the ears right, the same minute?
No, you do it before she does it.
The time is saying 26?
No, it says 426 is Licht Benchen.
Yeah.
Before the woman lights candles, you have to bench Licht. It could be 10 minutes.
They say a time 4.
It doesn't have to be. You can light candles already. I double checked tomorrow. Plaga Mincha tomorrow is 3:41. Technically, after 3:41, you're allowed to light. Usually what happens, it depends how early you have to come to shul Friday night. Some men can light candles right before the women drive to shul and come in time for mincha. Some people have to be in shul early, so they bench lift early. They make sure they have enough oil. But you don't have to bench. The main thing is that the Hanukkah candles have to be lit before the woman lights candles. If candle lighting is 4:26, you could do it 4:20, 4:15, 4:10, 4:05. You could do it 4:25 too, if you want. But the main thing is, no, in my thing it says, candle lighting time for the women is 4:26. And they write, and it says here, I know, but what says over here,
you have a window basically, Rabbi. We have a window for the Hanukkah.
Here, one second. 3:41 is Plaga Mincha. One second. Here it says, no, here it says, I don't remember where it says, but it says the order is Ladikna, Kodai Minig Mincha, Hanukkah candles, and then Shabbos candles. Oh, it says right at the beginning Mincha Ner, Hanukkah Ner, Shabbos. What? That might be a simple shaila because she was Mekabel Shabbos already, and
we're gonna have an early
meeting. No, because I don't think we'll have it. I mean, I don't think we'll make it. But many poskim write anyway. You daven mincha candle. The Chanukah comes before mincha. So our minig is daven mincha first.
But if you say woman light the candle, she's not yotze of man's Chanukah.
She could be yotze. Yeah. But
if she's coming to shul. If you're coming to shul, what about, you said, you can't light the candles before mincha. You're going to come to shul and daven mincha, then run home.
No, that's what I'm saying. In many places, in many places, they have an early minyan for mincha, then the men go home and they light the candles, and then they come back to shul. Here in shul, it's not going to work, so we have a regular time for mincha. That's all. So you can light candles first, and then come to shul for mincha. Now, all 8 days of Hanukkah, you say complete halal. Okay, now during Hallel, Hallel has the same din like Birchas Krishma, like the same din as between Baruch Hu and Baruch Hu and Shemoneh Esrei, which means if you're in the middle of Hallel, what amens are you allowed to answer? Only Amen Yehi Shmir Abba, only the Amen after Akel HaKadosh. Jessica would be in the middle of Shema. If somebody gets called to the Torah middle of Hallel. So they go up to the Aliyah, but they don't read along together with the Balkari, because it's like Birchas Krishma. Complete Halal has a din, exactly like Birchas Krishma. No Musaf in Halal, no Musaf in Chanukah, for a very simple reason, because Chanukah is a rabbinic mitzvah. Musaf we have in the day that there was an additional carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, which was a biblical carbon. But Chanukah and Purim, because they're rabbinic, they don't, there's no musaf. And because of that, our custom is, there's a lot of different customs. A person that's in the year of Avelus, does he daven for the Amid Chanukah? Doesn't he daven for the Amid? So our meaning is that any day that there's no musaf, he davens for the Amid. Any day there is musaf, he doesn't daven for the Amid the whole day. But the meaning is that if an Avel davens, somebody else goes over for Hallel. But there's one more interesting thing. What happens if you have a chazan and Hallel he doesn't want to say? So somebody else goes over for Hallel, which you're allowed to do. The Kaddish following Hallel belongs to the original chazan, not to the Hallel chazan. Now, because there's no Musaf, starting Sunday, obviously Shabbos is different, but after Hallel and Chanukah, you say half Kaddish, then you have Torah reading, and then you continue Ashri Balitzi and the Yom and Kalakeno and Aleinu. It's like a regular day. Okay, you don't say though like you do on Rosh Chodesh Kaddish Tiskabel, because then you switch the whole order around of davening. But Chanukah after Hallel, the Chazan says half Kaddish. You do Torah reading for the day of Chanukah, and then you go to Ashri, like a regular Ashri Balitzi and then the Yom and so on.
Yeah,
Huh? Should be sakra, because there's no tachnun. But I said tefillah David, I'm sorry. The Yom I said. Another din is as follows. You have to make sure, though, that tomorrow the minhag is ready and it's going to burn the proper amount of time. What? Now, Matzoy Shabbos, there are a lot of different customs. When do you light the menorah? In shul, you light the menorah before Havdalah. In other words, first you say Vinayim and Vata Kodesh, then before Aleinu, you light the Chanukah menorah, then you say Aleinu, and after Maariv you make Havdalah. At home, the minhag is, first you make Havdalah, then you light the Chanukah candles, and then you say V'yitin Lecha. Those that say V'yitin Lecha Saturday night, so the order is first you make Havdalah, then you light the Chanukah candles, and then you say the V'yitin Lecha. Because shul, the fact is, you light it before Maariv's over. In shul, like by Mincha also, you light it before Aleinu. So Saturday night, you light the candles before Aleinu. So obviously it's before Havdalah anyway. But you did that already in the Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, there's a whole machlekes. Which one do you do? Some people say you make Chanukah candles, then Havdalah. How many is? It's a whole machlekes in halacha what you're supposed to do. Okay. Okay, just a stam. A chassan doesn't fast during Chanukah if he gets married. There's a lot of interesting. What? Some people fast before Chanukah. Okay, we said about you're not yetzer if you listen to the Chanukah menorah in shul. I'm just trying to find any more practical din. One more practical din. Is next Wednesday night we start saying the same Talumata in the middle of Chanukah. December 4th at night, the night following December 4th, which is next Wednesday night, we start saying the same Talumata. Then there's another interesting Shaila, which is not... what happens if somebody crosses... This is not going to pass now anyway because it's complicated. But there's a Shaila, what happens if somebody crosses the international dateline during Chanukah? In other words, they go. By the way, it happens very often, more often than you think it does. A guy goes from here to Australia during Chanukah. So let's say, just to speak about this year, Sunday night is the third light of Chanukah. So what happens if the guy leaves Monday morning to Australia and he gets there Wednesday morning because he loses a day? So now the Shaila is, Sunday night he lit three candles. He doesn't have a Monday night. He leaves Monday morning, and he gets there.
Skip the day.
He gets right. He's going to get there Tuesday afternoon. So the pearl Monday night he missed. So the question is, when he lights Tuesday night, do you light three or do you light four? So technically, it's not really a big shaila because one candle really does the mitzvah. The question is Chanukah personal count like Svira? The whole shaila. Now, what happens if you come here? You gain a day. So what do you do? Do you have an extra day of Chanukah? So as far as Chanukah gelt is concerned, the din is, still give it. The kids paskin for Chanukah gelt, and if you lose the day, you give double. Still get it anyway. But there are interesting things that come up. It happens. Okay, just so what else the things there are. There's more than him here. That's what he said. It's a shot. I don't remember now what the din is. The paskin talk about it. I don't remember. You can't light on the plane. Light on the plane. But by the way, Lamashal, they bring down if somebody's traveling on a train. They used to travel, you know, the trains go straight and they travel overnight. So there's a din. They bring down over here. If you go on a train or a plane or on a boat, you tackle light it there. You're not yetzer with electric. The reason why you're not chasing with electric is one of the reasons we discussed is because a person the zinigin hadlaka is a mitzvah. So when you light the candle, do you need all the oil there? Right? If you light a half an ounce and then you need a whole ounce, you're not chasing the mitzvah. The electricity keeps drawing it from underneath the ground. So you'd never have the proper amount in the same place. The only issue that we discussed would be a shaila, what happens if you have a battery-operated minayda? So l'chei, then it's in all the same place, but the halacha is still not yetzer.
What do you do in a hospital?
In a hospital, in fact, I had the shaila with somebody that's going to be in the hospital over Chanukah. Bottom line is that they can't light, because the hospital will not let you light Chanukah minayda. But the din is, if his wife lights for him, then he's yetzer the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is on the house. So the wife, wherever she is, lights, and she's made to the husband. There's no other brady. He can't light on his own.
The husband travels.
The same thing. But technically, he could light before she lights.